This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Thursday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Started last hour in the first hour of the program talking about what happened yesterday in Kansas City. We still have no further details there. The NFL released a statement. Kansas City Chiefs released a statement as well. Offering up their sympathies, their condolences, and grateful for the quick and thorough response of law enforcement and emergency personnel. And I mentioned, you know, the future of parades here, and a lot of people have reacted to this on social media. It unfortunately takes something like this, and something changes. And I think that these leagues are going to have to look at this now, and maybe you have your victory parade celebration inside stadiums now. And it's unfortunate because watching the Chiefs fans enjoy their team and the fact that, you know, no, but they weren't unruly. I mean, they were behind the barricades, and the Chiefs were, you know, walking over and signing autographs. Mahomes is walking around. It just felt like, hey, we've done this before. We want to celebrate with you. And then tragedy happens. And I think looking, you know, looking ahead, that's probably something that's going to be discussed by all these leagues. You know, you got the NBA All-Star game coming up. That might be a topic of conversation for the commissioner there. Or when Adam Silver gets in front of the media there at the All-Star game, or Roger Goodell, if he's at the combine or the draft prior to the draft, is that something that's addressed? This is probably how we're going to move into the future when it comes to celebrations and parades. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show. And as I've mentioned before, if you're looking for information or updates, then go to your own news channel because they will do a far better job than us. And as of right now, you know, there were 22 people shot, one fatality there. We don't have updates, at least I don't have updates or the access to that information. But if we do have something while you're listening to the program over the next hour, we'll try to give you that information. Caitlin Clark goes for the record tonight. Iowa's at home against Michigan. You can watch it on Peacock, and that's where you'll see us. That's tonight at 7:30 Eastern, our streaming partner. Download the app if you haven't done so. And there are odds of three-point shot, two-point shot, or is it a free throw? I'm going layup here. I'm going to go layup. Paulie went left-handed layup for Caitlin Clark.
Sure.
Okay. You know, what's strange is Caitlin Clark, it's like when Zion Williamson played at Duke, every game was national TV. Iowa's become national TV worthy, whether it's Fox or Peacock, ESPN. Somebody's going to show her playing. She's then going to go to the WNBA, and how many of her games are going to be national? You know, she's got more eyes on her at Iowa. Just like Zion, he goes to the NBA. How many times are the Pelicans on? It's not must-see TV. But Caitlin Clark's going to go to Indiana and probably form a pretty good basketball team. The center is going to be Leah Boston. Is that right, Marvin? So you're going to have your big person, your shooting guard, and you're going to be ready to go. Like Sue Bird and Stewie with Seattle. Yes, Paulie.
You know, it's been fascinating about the coverage of Iowa games this year specifically. And in just the past 2 months, there was a game on Fox, on Peacock, on ESPN. The halftime interview has been Caitlin Clark on the way to the locker room. Not her head coach, not the other team's head coach. We've never seen that in the history of it. Christian Laettner didn't get interviewed on the way to the locker room.
Well, Coach K wouldn't allow it.
Right.
Caitlin Clark knows that she's selling, you know, women's basketball. Yeah. The networks know. They're asking for, you know, a reciprocation here. We're here, but we need you. We need you to do a, let's go into halftime, but before you go, let's ask you a couple of questions. They interviewed her dad during the game. What was that, last week? Yes, Marvin.
Caitlin Clark's first game, the WNBA, is going to be promoted so heavily on the mothership.
Yeah.
And it's going to be, I can already call it, Caitlin Clark in the Fever at Sabrina Ionescu in the Liberty
also,
in New York.
Also, her debut's at the Garden. You're calling it.
I'm calling it.
Okay.
Yep, right. First game.
I like that. Wait, but is the schedule out already, Paulie?
It is, because the WNBA season begins Tuesday, May 14th. It's not like next
year. So she's going to end her tournament run and then go right to the WNBA.
Yeah, I think the draft would be right after the Final Four, and then she would be in training camp, I would assume, days later.
Wow.
If she joins the Indiana Fever, her first game, if Caitlin Clark was drafted by the Fever, Indiana Fever at Connecticut Sun, Mohegan Sun Arena.
Oh.
8 p.m. Eastern, Tuesday, May 14th.
Okay.
Oh. Holla.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Yeah, you forgot to check the schedule was already out, Marvin.
I completely forgot that the schedule was already out.
Okay, but can they change that?
No, they'll do national TV.
Okay. Yeah, but you want her in the Garden.
Fever at the Sun.
You want Ionescu and Caitlin Clark, two great shooters.
The Garden, Mohegan Sun Arena, tomato, tomato.
Yeah, but you want to play the Garden.
Of course.
Yeah. Yes, Paul.
The Indiana Fever's second game of the upcoming season is hosting the New York Liberty at the Fieldhouse in Indiana.
Not the same. That's not the same. I tell people I played the Garden. But I played the Garden with Hootie and the Blowfish. So I went on stage for one of the encores. I got to play the bongos. So I played the Garden. Yes, Eden.
One of my favorite things that Bill Burr ever did was he played the Garden as a stand-up comic. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you still, even with stand-up, you have to do a mic check and all that stuff when you're doing a gigantic arena like mm-hmm. that. And while he was doing mic check, he brought in drums and a bass and like a bunch of his buddies and a guitar and jammed for like an hour or something like that. And he was just like, dude, we played the Garden. That was amazing. What a great idea.
Do the Liberty play in the Garden or they play in the Barclays Center, Marvin?
They play in the Barclays Center.
Okay, so you whiffed twice on that. You had them in the Garden and opening up the season against the Liberty. Other than that, we nailed it.
I got to be up on my New York Liberty.
Come on now. Yeah. Let's go. Yeah, Paul.
The third game of the season, the Indiana Fever are at the New York Liberty in the Barclays Center.
Okay.
Saturday, May 18th.
Yeah. All right, we'll get to phone calls coming up. Bill Plaschke of the LA Times, award-winning columnist. He had a couple of columns that caught my eye. One was basically to LeBron James, see ya. Don't let the door hit you. Leave Los Angeles. Also, Chip Kelly, basically the same way. Wait a minute, you're going to leave UCLA before you get fired, and you're going to go and you're going to be the offensive coordinator at Ohio State. So Bill will join us coming up here in a little bit. Detroit Pistons center Isaiah Stewart was arrested for assault last night. Not after the game. Prior to the game, he punched the Phoenix Suns center Drew Eubanks hours before the teams played. So police said that Stewart was issued a citation and released, and he was not going to play in the game because of a sprained ankle. But Eubanks, who got punched, said that before the game, that the altercation happened as he was coming into the arena. He said an argument started, and they were chest to chest before Stewart threw a punch. Security intervened. Eubanks said that he was fined for the game, though police say he suffered a minor injury. The Suns said in a statement that the attack on Drew Eubanks was unprovoked and acts of violence such as this are unacceptable. Do you think they'd come out and say that acts of violence like this are acceptable? We know it's unacceptable. We unequivocally support Drew. What if they said, you know, we kind of support Drew, but you know what? He's a role player, but they're going to continue to work with local law enforcement and the NBA. The Pistons said they were aware of the incident. We're in the process of gathering information about what happened and what provoked it. Okay. So he got arrested prior to. Yes, Paul.
I always find it fascinating with sports that if he was in his warm-ups and it happened on the court, the same incident, it's like a double technical or like he's suspended four games. But it happens in the loading dock and he's in street clothes, it's an actual crime.
Mm. Yeah, you know, like 500 feet separate
right.
from,
yeah.
I'm going to arrest you too. You're going to be thrown from the game, double technical here. Flagrant, whatever, flagrant too. Let me see, a couple of phone calls in here. We spent a lot of time talking about Steve Wilks. He was the defensive coordinator of the 49ers. He got fired. And, of course, you hold Patrick Mahomes to a touchdown during regulation, and you lose your job. He was probably going to lose his job no matter what happened in the Super Bowl. And Kyle Shanahan's come out and said, you know, it wasn't a great fit. Like, when did you know it wasn't a great fit? I'd be curious about that. And if I had the opportunity, I would say to Kyle Shanahan or John Lynch, their GM, are you telling me if you had won the Super Bowl, you were still going to fire Steve Wilks? That's what I'd be curious about. Yeah, Seton.
How often are coordinators fired after winning the Super Bowl? And how often are coordinators fired after losing the Super Bowl? It feels like both of them are probably rare-ish.
No, I think...
Right? Or no?
Well, I don't know that.
I mean, if we're saying he was going to be fired either way...
But it feels like that.
You essentially came in second place this year.
Yes, yes. But if it's not a good fit, it's still not a good fit if you won the Super Bowl. Is it a better fit if you win the Super Bowl? What's the poll question we're going with in the final hour?
Well, let me update you, Dan. We put up there a team most likely to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl next year, and I decided to only give you two choices, the 49ers or the Lions. Right now, it is 54%.
Oh, wow.
.. 49ers.
Okay.
Yeah. That's closer than I thought.
Yeah,
though.
It is.
That's a lot closer
yes.
than I thought.
DraftKings odds, I've got a few things here, including which team will draft J.J. McCarthy. And, you know, I mentioned this earlier in the show, he's one of those guys that's rising. Now, sometimes you can rise too soon. It feels like every week we look at another quarterback, like Bo Nix. Here he's right. Michael Penix Jr. III. Or somebody's going to fall. You know, I'm hearing Drake may fall. Or Jaden Daniels. Or that's what happens. J.J. McCarthy, right now, the odds on favor to select him in the first round, the Vikings. Then it's the Seahawks, Broncos. See, I've heard the Broncos all along because that's like middle first round. The Raiders and Rams are also in there as well. But, you know, Jim Harbaugh coached him and said he's the best quarterback in the draft. You know, I never saw it. They didn't display him in a way that USC did with Caleb Williams or North Carolina with Drake May or Jaden Daniels at LSU. It felt like, you know what? He's a game manager from the standpoint of we're just going to run the football. He might throw the ball occasionally. And so I never really saw it on display. But when the scouts get in there, then all of a sudden they're going to assess him, and then you're going to get your 40, you know, hand size. How tall are you? How much do you weigh? How are you in an interview process? Which team will draft Caleb Williams, according to DraftKings? The Bears right now are the overwhelming favorite. Then the Commanders. The Falcons, Patriots, Raiders, and Broncos are all tied. Which team will draft Jaden Daniels? How about we have this one up for grabs here? Paulie, the team that drafts Jaden Daniels, or at least the odds-on favorite?
The Patriots.
Patriots would be bloop, bloop, bloop.
Yeah. Thank you.
And then it's the Commanders, Falcons, and the Raiders. Which team will take Michael Penix Jr. III? Todd?
The Colts. Why not?
They just took Anthony Richardson last year.
Yeah, but I think they're going to start souring on him.
Did I surprise you with the question?
No, I knew exactly what I was saying.
Got to admit, it's not one that I've given a lot of thought to.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say the team in Washington. The Commanders.
Oh, wrong Washington.
No!
Yes.
Ah!
The Seahawks.
Gosh. Give him half credit for it.
No, no.
The team in Washington. Washington.
Yeah.
He meant the Seahawks.
The Seahawks.
The Seahawks, I mean.
Seahawks.
Seahawks.
Then it's the Broncos, Falcons, and the Vikings. Which team will draft Brock Bowers, the tight end out of Georgia? This one feels like it's a lock. It's been a lock. The Chargers. Chargers, then the Colts, then the Titans, and then the Bears. So just some items there from DraftKings. Let's see. Eric in Orlando. Hi, Eric. What's on your mind today?
Dan, you guys sound great.
Thank you, Eric.
Now, will you be, when you go ice fishing in Maine, will you be smelt fishing?
I don't know what I'm fishing for. There's a lot of bass in there. There's pike in there. So I have no idea.
But this is a standing invitation for you to come out with us in June when I come back home to Boston to go giant bluefin tuna fishing.
And you take a boat and go out and do that?
Yes. My buddy has a 70-foot yacht, and we fish the season up there. I live in Orlando, so I come back to Boston about three weekends a year, and we go for giant bluefin.
All right. I have a friend who does that, comes back and has like 20 bluefin tuna. And carves them up and has sushi and then puts them away for the winter, you know, storage. But, yeah, I'm starting to fish a little bit more. I did when I was growing up, just about every weekend you could. And then all of a sudden, I'm like reclaiming my manhood here. Yeah, Paulie.
It makes sense. You announced your retirement 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And you're now laying some fishing groundwork.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, maybe I'll be a guide, you know. Who knows?
You know, a little football talk, a little, you know,
yeah,
fly fishing.
Let's limit that. Now, I do love fly fishing. I do love going to Montana and fly fishing. That is a whole lot of fun. Yes, Marvin.
Do you do a show while you fish with maybe a sports figure?
Yeah.
That's kind of go out?
Pete Carroll, you know, walk around. Pete Carroll, recap.
Belichick.
Yeah. Oh.
It's a good show.
Yeah.
Nantucket.
Yeah, but I have you join me and we go fishing. Now, there used to be a show called Fly Fishing the World, a guy named John Barrett, one of the best fly fishermen I've ever been around, and you go to different countries. So he'd go with Bob Knight or Kevin Costner. I went with him to British Columbia, and you talk a little bit of, you know, sports, but it's really about the scenery and fly fishing. So maybe that's a job that I pick up here in a couple of years. All right, let's take a break. I got Bill Plaschke set to join us in the On Deck Circle back after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. I was watching the Wizards last night. I don't know why I do this to myself, but I'm thinking, nobody watches the Wizards, so I watch the Wizards. They've lost eight straight. Washington has one win over a team that's currently over 500 right now. That's the NBA's version of a timeout. When you're bad, they say, hey, you better wise up here. I'm going to send you to Washington. Let's bring in Bill Plaschke, LA Times sports columnist. You were bringing some heat here. Last couple of columns, the LeBron James one, the Chip Kelly leaving UCLA. Let me start with LeBron. What did you think when you heard the report by ESPN that Golden State was at least flirting with the opportunity of trying to trade for LeBron?
Why didn't he do it? Why didn't they trade him? That was my thought. They would get younger. They would get faster. They would get smarter. They could build for the future. LA, my opinion is not sure about all of LA. LA is polarized. Half the people love LeBron because he's playing so well and it's so fun to watch. The other half, and I'm in the other half, believe that they'll never win with him. They can only win if they get assets for him. And now he could walk this summer for nothing. So when I saw the report, I said, why didn't they do it? Why didn't they make the trade? They should have made it.
Yeah, but does LeBron have veto power? No trade?
I don't think so. I mean, they want to do it. The Lakers want to do what he wants to do. The Lakers want to make him happy. They're a star-driven organization. They want him to retire there, and I understand that. But I just think that's their mortgage in the future. He's holding him hostage, Dan. He's holding him hostage, and a trade would have been the best thing for everybody. So I read the story, and I said, oh, my God, they blew it. They blew it. They should have done it.
Is he with the Lakers next season?
I think that's 50-50 right now. It all depends on what happens with Bronny. I mean, do they have to take Bronny and give him a roster spot? And Bronny's not, by no stretch of imagination, is Bronny ready for the NBA. So do they do that? Do they mortgage the future to bring back Kyrie Irving, to make him happy? It all depends on what they do to make him happy. And I'm tired of making him happy. He's a great player, but they can't win with him right now. They're not going to win a championship this year. They're not going to win one next year as long as he's there. They can use his absence is more than his presence.
Yeah, I wonder what's his value, though. And if you're another team, let's say you're Cleveland, do you draft Bronny?
I think, you know, LeBron can still play. And he's still a tremendous player. I think, I think anybody who drafts Bronny has a chance to get him. And I think he'd be worth it to watch him retire there, to watch him, to let his stars shine wherever he goes. He's just, his star has already shined out here. I think this is not the place for him anymore.
We were wondering about this yesterday. Does he get his jersey retired by the Lakers?
Oh, yes, absolutely he does. Because they're so star, they're so into the stars. I don't think he should. And people still don't feel like he's a real Laker. He didn't feel like Magic. He didn't feel like Kobe. He doesn't feel like Kareem. He doesn't feel like a real Laker, and he hasn't really brought them a full season championship. But I think the Lakers love, they'll love the star so much. Yes, they'll retire his jersey. Yeah, heck, they'll retire my jersey.
Do they get? Does he get a statue? Is LeBron statue worthy?
I think Jerry Buss should have a statue. I think James Worthy should have a statue. Many people ahead of him, but yes, the way the Lakers run things, they'll give him a statue. As long as he retires, if he retires here, they'll give him the world, because that's how they operate. That's how they get stars. Stars are treated a bit differently here. But I don't think the town would not be all in favor of that.
Where do the Chargers, do they move up at all on the totem pole with Harbaugh?
Huge, huge move, Dan. Huge. Harbaugh was huge out here. The Chargers, I mean, if you have Sean McVay and Jim Harbaugh having dueling press conferences, which one are you going to go to?
Harbaugh.
You're going to go to Harbaugh.
Yeah.
And that's I think, that's the biggest move for the Chargers since they've been here. They become a real L.A. team. They got a chance to win next year. And it's – no, he's – you can't overestimate the impact he's made on this town. It's huge.
What about Ohtani now with the Dodgers as far as must-see TV and where they rank?
Well, they have to get the World Series. They're the best team in baseball by far. They spent $1 billion. They got to win. So much pressure on them, but it's so. Did you see his batting practice the other day?
Yeah,
it was unbelievable.
Yeah,
he's huge. He's like Superman. So I think it's going to be an unbelievable summer for the Dodgers, and it has to be an unbelievable summer. They have to win. They have $1 billion. They got to win.
You've had a lot of topics out there to write about, and then Chip Kelly out of nowhere says. I read your column on that too, where he's basically, all right, before I get fired, I might as well leave and let me be the offensive coordinator in the conference that we were moving to.
It was unbelievable. It was such a shameful act by him. Why didn't he leave at the end of the season? Why does he wait till now? He left the program bereft of everything. He didn't want to deal with NIL. He didn't want to deal with recruiting. And he's chasing college football, and he takes a demotion to go to a team in the same conference. It makes him look terrible. It makes UCLA look terrible. They quickly hired Deshaun Foster, but they don't have the NIL money's not there, the recruiting's not there, their program is in tatters. They got to rebuild from the ground up and enter the Big Ten. No, shame on Chip Kelly. I just thought the act he did was just abhorrent. I'm so mad at him. Have you spoken to him?
No, I have not. We've reached out, but I'm wondering, was he going to be fired? Like, he was kind of in the on-deck circle and maybe thought, you know what, let me ease into coaching retirement. Well, plus, he was flirting at being an offensive coordinator of the NFL, Bill, which, to me, that's a fireable offense. I'd be like, we don't want you if you want something else.
I wrote they should have fired him at the end of the season. I wrote this before any of this happened. I wrote two columns. I tried to fire him twice, Dan. It didn't work. And they definitely should have fired him. They should have known. How does the athletic director not know the rumblings? How does he know he's not happy? How does the athletic director not know this is going on? Everybody in football knows he's interviewing everywhere else. How come the AD that UCLA didn't know? Yeah, they should have fired him a long time ago.
Did UCLA approach Pete Carroll?
No. And you know what? I thought they should have. I thought it'd be great to bring him back here. I think he would come back to L.A. He loves L.A. He loves the USC, but he loves L.A. more. He'd have been great. No, they didn't. They were such a rush job. So if they took Deshaun Foster, he's a nice guy, but he's never coached at any level before. I don't know how he's going to coach in the Big Ten now. Basically, UCLA has become the Rutgers of the Big Ten. No offense to Rutgers, but there, yeah, and that was madness. I'm telling you, it's been madness out here, Dan. It always is, and Chip Kelly just added to it.
And then I'm wondering about USC, that it almost felt like, gosh, we hope Lincoln Riley doesn't leave, to, gosh, we hope Lincoln Riley leaves and maybe goes to the NFL. So where do we stand with the Lincoln Riley era at USC?
Everybody's really upset with it. Everybody's down on him. I was hoping he would leave, but I thought he hurt his NFL chances by having such a bad season. He's got a lot to prove. Can he win with another quarterback besides Caleb Williams? Can he rebuild his program? He's making a lot of money with little results. He can't coach a defense. God, I sound so negative out here, dude. I hate to sound negative about my town. This is terrible. This is terrible. But that's where LA sports is today. We demand championships, and we're not getting them. So Lincoln Riley, I think he's on the hot seat. I'm going to put him on the hot seat.
You have stars. You just don't have titles.
Yes, and that's what I hate about this. I love this town, but the teams are so star driven that they want, they'll sacrifice anything just to get the name out there. And now, in the case of Lincoln Riley, he's got the big name, didn't have the big results. No, I'm not sold on him at all. LA is not either. So really, the only team, I guess, there really is no team out here that people are behind. It's the Dodgers. But the Dodgers bought a championship.
Do you wish I didn't call you to bring up all these bad things?
I'm such angst. It's 8:30 in the morning out here. It's terrible.
My bad. But power rankings, where's Harbaugh and where's Ohtani in L.A.? Star power.
That's a great question. Ohtani's star rankings, Ohtani's number one right now. He's number one because he's worldwide. He's bigger than LeBron out here. He's huge. He's global. Harbaugh's probably three. I mean, probably three. Probably behind LeBron and Ohtani. I can't tell you how big getting him was. Yeah. He's so magnetic. He's so fun to talk to. He's such a great national champion coach. So yes, I'd say he's third. I think he passed Clayton Kershaw, was up there. I think Mick Cronin was poor Mick Cronin. All he does is yell at his players. We just talk about Mick Cronin. All he does is yell at his players and storm the sidelines, yell at the referees. He's going crazy. UCLA may not make the tournament. So that's another bad thing. USC, how bad is USC basketball? How about Bronny James, the starting lineman? They can't win a game. This is enough, Dad.
I know. I'm sorry. Okay.
Hang up on me.
All right. All right. Bye, Bill. Bye.
Thank you.
Bill Plashy. LA Times sports columnist. Yeah, I'm reading his columns, and I'm like, man, he's mad at everybody. And all of a sudden, I didn't realize he was truly mad at everybody there in Los Angeles. Yes, Marvin.
Plashke just said the Dodgers bought a championship.
Yeah.
Does everyone else not get paid? When you say you bought a championship?
Well, they spent $1 billion on one player. So, I mean,
But just in general?
Yeah. Remember when the Yankees were buying championships? They were the evil empire. We don't even bring that up anymore. It's like the Yankees are a mid-level spending team, it feels like. Yes, Eaton?
The bought a championship thing is kind of like people complaining about Valentine's Day being a made-up holiday. Like, it's a man-made holiday. It's not even real. As opposed to all of the other holidays found in the wild. Like, they're all made up. They're all man-made. None of them just happened naturally.
Well, Valentine's could be woman-made.
Yeah. Well, man meaning person.
Made. Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're all made by people. None of them just happened naturally. This is stupid. This is a made-up holiday. Yeah, every single one of them is.
Yeah. Yeah. As opposed to Halloween, I mean, you know.
That just occurred naturally.
Yes, of course.
That one, actually.
Yeah, Paulie.
It does feel like the Dodgers are hoarding a little bit. Like they had everything already. They were already outscoring everybody galactically, and they add Ohtani. But like, if you're a Dodgers fan, you're like, fantastic. I'll take the heat. What do I care?
Yeah, but he can't pitch for you this year. And if Kershaw's pitching, are you going to be able to rely on him come postseason at his age?
You can make the case that the Dodgers and maybe the Braves are the only team who could sign Ohtani and afford to have him not pitch for a year. Like, the Dodgers would be fine. They would have probably been the favorites without him.
I don't know. You get into a 7-game series.
Sure.
And it comes down to pitching. That's the thing. They dominated offensively until they didn't in the postseason. And that's why having those pitchers, it's imperative. You're going to win a title. It's hard to just outslug everybody and be a softball team. It's going to come down to a couple of 3-2, 2-1, 1-0 games. Somebody get a timely hit there. Kevin in San Antonio. Hi, Kevin. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, guys. Let me pull over because I don't want to die. sorry, first time, long time. 6 foot, 220 dad bod. Also, I wanted to make a quick note. The other day when Marvin was getting he was able to pick the food. The biggest quip that I've heard on the show is when Seaton said, as long as we don't choke on it, that was solid. aside from that, though, I have a possible. That was really good. I'm sorry. I have a possible Saturday. Back in 2018, Rudy Gobert, he had 129 blocks and 44 steals his whole season and his defensive player of the year season. Right now, our San Antonio Victor Wembanyama has 156 blocks and 56 steals already.
Well, he's going to be your defensive player of the year. Yes, he will.
Stat of the day. This is the stat of the day.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. I wonder if Wemby gets close to, I think Mark Eaton has the highest average blocks per game. I think it's around 5.5, if that sounds right. This in the modern era. Because if you go back to Russell and Chamberlain, they probably block, 10, 12 shots a game. But I think Mark Eaton might have the record for the highest average blocks per game. Yes, Eaton.
Did you see Wemby, by the way, Kyrie and Wemby? Yesterday, there's a highlight of Kyrie just sort of scooting around Wembanyama.
No, I didn't see it.
It's pretty fun.
Yes, Paulie.
Mark Eaton, yeah, he had in 1984-85, 5.56 blocks per game. Mm. I think the rookie record for blocks per game is Manute Bol, 4.96 with the Bullets,
85-86. Okay. All right.
Wow.
Stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
But you look at the block shot specialist. They don't score a lot of points. Mark Eaton didn't even get double digit points. And Manute Bol wasn't a scorer. And then he later became a 3-point shooter. It was so odd to see somebody 7'6". It's almost like if it was a ladder. If the ladder fell, he would be able to lay it up. He'd get like a lay-in. 7'6", shooting threes. Yes, Paulie.
Manute Bol's rookie year, he averaged 5 blocks per game and 3 points per game.
Yeah. I'll never forget when I went to see Patrick Ewing's first game, and he was playing against Manute Bol. And I've said this before. It's one of those memories. It'll never leave me of all the things that I've seen sports-wise. Manute Bol comes out, and it looked like somebody on stilts. So he had his warm-up pants on, and it looked like if you said, oh, look at the guy, and they got a mascot, and he's on stilts, that's what it looked like. It was that tall, and it was that awkward-looking. And he was playing against Patrick Ewing, started out. Yeah, Paulie.
I don't want to pile on here, but I will. Manute Bol, career three-pointers. He hit 43 in his career.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Simmons has hit 5.
All right.
Random, but...
Is Ben Simmons still playing?
He is. He's started 10 games this year.
He's got to be exhausted.
Yeah. His nickname should be the Eclipse.
Yeah.
Comes out every once in a while.
Yeah. Yeah, Morph.
Bigger LSU legend, Pete Maravich or Ben Simmons? That's coming up next.
Jamarcus Russell, Ben Simmons. Bigger disappointment.
Ooh.
Yeah. Jamarcus Russell, number one overall pick, can't miss. And then he missed. Ben Simmons, number one overall pick, can't miss. And he's missed.
He didn't even take the shot. He didn't even miss. He didn't even take the shot.
That is true. Yeah. All right. Let me take a break. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow, right after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Big day tomorrow. The Chiefs' Legarius Sneed will join us on the program. Jim Nance will stop by as well.
Tony!
And Rhyme Time with Fritzy.
Crime time.
Post Valentine's Day edition.
Yeah. So Rhyme Time. Give the audience just a sample. So this will take them into tomorrow. Well, they'll be ready. They'll hit the ground running.
Okay. Insult pucker.
Yes, Marvin.
Diss kiss.
That would be a diss kiss. Insult pucker. Diss kiss.
Okay. More of that magic coming up tomorrow. It's Rhyme Time post-Valentine's. Post-Valentine's.
Yes. Thanks. The special 2 days after Valentine's Day Rhyme Time.
That's okay. It's all right. It took you a little while to work on it.
It did take a little while.
Okay. All right. And by the way, Jim Nance made good on his promise the Wednesday of Super Bowl week. He told us, you know, this heartwarming story about, you know, something from his father that he was going to have in his coat pocket during the Super Bowl. Pat Summerall, the longtime CBS announcer, he got sober late in his life and then got the 20-year coin for being sober. Jim had that, put that in his breast pocket during the Super Bowl. And I said, well, how about a picture of us? And he said, if you send me a picture, I'll put it in my breast pocket during the Super Bowl. So he sends us a video prior to the Super Bowl where he's got our picture. So it's me and the Danettes, and he and Tony's right there in the booth. They're getting ready to call the Super Bowl, and he shows the picture to the camera, and then he puts it in his coat pocket. And so Jim's gonna. That was awesome.
Awesome.
That was
awesome.
That was cool. So I've called a Super Bowl, I guess, right?
Co-hosted.
By proxy.
Yeah.
Co-hosted a Super Bowl there with Jim and Tony. Tony! All right. Final results of the poll question there.
Tony! We got two going right now, Dan. Firing defensive coordinator Steve Wilks was the right move for the 49ers, or soft. Right now, 82% of the audience say it was soft. And team more likely to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl next season. Right now it is 53% the 49ers, 47%, a respectable 47%,
oh, cool,
the Lions.
All right. This day in sports history, Paulie.
Just a couple. In 1946, Edith Houghton, at age 33, was the first female baseball scout signed by the Philadelphia Phillies. 1965, NFL teams pledged not to sign college seniors until they completed all their games eligibility. And lastly, 1998, Dale Earnhardt Sr. won Daytona 500 for the first time. It was his 20th attempt.
On this date, 1978, this was big. Leon Spinks defeated Muhammad Ali, 15 rounds. Leon was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. He was missing his two front teeth, and what a character. Got a chance to interview him a couple times. Then his brother Michael Spinks was a great fighter as well. On this date, 1996, this coach got fired after a record of 36-44. Todd,
That would be the genius Bill Belichick.
Yes, it is. Bloop, bloop.
Ah, Billiam.
The Browns fired him. He was 36-44. I did not remember this, but on this day, this player had, I think, the fastest triple-double in NBA history. Less than 15 minutes. Do I give you the year? Okay, on this day in 2018, this player recorded the fastest triple-double. 14 minutes and 33 seconds. Isn't that amazing? 14 minutes, 33 seconds. He had a triple-double. Todd.
Westbrook?
No. Good guess, though. Marvin?
That was my guess.
And it's Jokic. He played 14 minutes, 33 seconds, had 30, 17, and 15 in 15 minutes. They beat Milwaukee.
Very overrated.
Thank you, Todd. Oh, that's great. Yes, Paulie.
I have a little sports media. I got this one. This is Hollywood. Guess who would be 60 years old today? Famous actor, comedian. Hard to think that this gentleman would be 60 years old today. Would be. I'll give it to you.
Phil Hartman.
No, but that's a pretty close guess. Chris Farley would be 60 years old today. Very sad. But whenever you think a guy like him, you'd love to see what the next half of his career would have been.
Yeah. You know what? I was with him. This is, I don't know how long before he died, but we were in Chicago, and I remember I was at the Lodge, a bar, and his brother came over and said, Chris is over here at a bar like two bars down. He said, come on over. He wants to see you. And I go over there. I don't know if Chris even knew that I was there. Like, he was a mess. He was a wreck. But, you know, Sandler and Spade and Rock, they always tell these stories about just how funny he was. Let's see. Let's go around the room what we learned on the program. Todd, what did you learn today?
NFL scouts need to see Jaden Daniels in person before deciding how interested they are in recommending he be selected.
Seton O'Connor.
Hell yeah, LeBron's getting a jersey retired.
Yeah, and maybe a franchise in Vegas for $5 billion.
Heck yeah.
How about you, Marvin?
The Liberty, they play at Barclays.
Yes, and not at the Garden. Paulie.
Confirmed. Barclays.
Todd, yeah, what did I learn today?
Mike Tannenbaum thinks Justin Fields is worth a second-round pick to Pittsburgh or Atlanta.
Over-under points for Caitlin Clark tonight, Paulie.
I'm going to go 26.
Todd.
29 and a half.
See, no.
437.
All right, Marvin.
33 and a half.
I'm going to say 31. Jim Nance on the program and Legarius Sneed. We'll talk to you on the Meat Friday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The brilliant EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz, available with digital light technology. So smart, even the headlamps are thinking. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQE-SUV.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.